This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we sing.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know-It-All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
We've got another show and tell today, and today we are with Hannah and Ethan.
Hi, Hannah and Ethan.
Hi, Hannah and Ethan. And you know, we met Hannah and Ethan at a show over the weekend in Orange.
That's right.
We did.
They did really good singing and dancing.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming to our show.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
What have you got to ask us today?
Hello, Beanies. I am Hannah and I wanted to ask, how do rainbows work?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a tricky question.
I'm pretty sure rainbows work. You get them in cans and you can buy them from vending machines. You just get them and open them up and you just...
No, Michael. They're pooped out by unicorns.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure they work at the paint shop and do colour theory.
Yeah, yeah, that would... Maybe
with that big Dulux dog.
Yeah, maybe we're all right.
And probably all wrong.
Probably.
Actually, I think rainbows are made because when it rains, the light from the sunlight goes through the raindrops and splits up the light and makes it go different colours. I'm sure there's a better way of explaining that.
Yeah. But no, I think that's right. And that also happens when you run through a sprinkler. Sometimes in your backyard, you can make a mini rainbow with a sprinkler and the sun.
Yeah, and that's usually why there's rainbows after it's just rained, because there's rain in the air and it's sunny at the same time.
Yeah, and we made an episode about rainbows a long time ago.
We did.
And in that episode, there's a little experiment you can do at home where you can fill up a glass of water with a little bit of water. So make sure it's a glass, or put a little bit of water and you put it on.
What is it? A glass of water?
It's a glass of water.
A little bit of water.
You get a little bit of water.
Make sure it's a glass with water.
Yeah.
And get your water glass of water.
Make sure it's clear glass. Make sure it's clear glass. Put a bit of water in there. And you put it onto a white piece of paper in the sun and you should be able to see a little rainbow.
Wow.
Cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
You should try that out, Hannah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am Ethan. How do clouds come and disappear?
Ooh.
That's another good question.
Another tricky question.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure clouds, they come in a little can and you get them from a vending machine and then you open it up and you spread it everywhere.
No, they're unicorn farts.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Well, I remember this one from our very first podcast episode ever.
You're right.
Yeah.
A million years ago
called Raining Jelly Beans. Do not go back and listen to it because it's not very good. We were still figuring out how microphones worked.
Yeah.
But in that episode, we explained about evaporation.
Evaporation.
Yeah. And Professor Know-It-All said that that's what happens when the water goes up into the sky and turns from being like a watery liquid into a gas, which is a kind of air. And then they all get together and have a little cloud party.
Yeah.
That's right. And you should go listen to it. Professor Know-It-All sounds really funny.
Yeah. So, Ethan, that's like whenever you see hot water in a pot, or like even when you have a hot bath or something, you see steam. Mm. So steam is when water turns from the liquid into the gas, and that's it going up into the air.
Yeah, and all when it gets
steam.
Hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And all that steam goes up with all of its steamy friends and makes it makes it cloud.
And evaporation happens when the water gets warm. So sometimes when it's really hot and the sun goes down onto like a lake or the ocean or something like that, the evaporation goes into the clouds.
Yeah. And then the cloud gets heavier and heavier and heavier and all the steam gets together and then it starts raining and then the cloud goes away.
Bye, Hannah. Bye, Ethan. Thanks so much for bringing such tricky questions to show and tell today.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hannah and Ethan.
Yeah, really good questions. See you later.
Bye.
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 Bye, Beanies. Bye, Beanies.
Do you have a question for the Beanies, like...
What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the beanies, like?
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell.
We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr.
sing.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
Time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like ball
The pits. Board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Noe's
What's the
four?
Finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.